This is GIS News. Coming up, stiffer penalties coming for murderers of pregnant girls. Government appoints chief information officer and GSAT to commence at 9:30 on exam days. The news in detail after this message.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voter's list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voter's list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ Constituency Office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller will join other world leaders and government officials at the United Nations in New York today, March 25, for the unveiling of the permanent memorial to honor the victims of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade. This is part of several international observances taking place on March 25, which has been declared as International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade by the UN. Following the unveiling of the memorial, the Prime Minister will participate in a UN General Assembly plenary meeting to commemorate the International Day of Remembrance. The unveiling of the memorial comes 8 years after the UN General Assembly accepted Jamaica's proposal to establish the permanent memorial on the grounds of the United Nations to honor the victims of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade. The Prime Minister is accompanied by the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson. The Prime Minister returns to Jamaica on Saturday, March 28. During the Prime Minister's visit to New York, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill will be in charge of the government. Stiffer penalties are coming for persons who murder young girls who are known to be pregnant. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the law is to be amended to ensure that offenders found guilty of this crime are punished more severely.
This is to be treated as an aggravating feature in determining the sentence imposed by the court, so that the murderer receives significantly harsher punishment in the form of a longer sentence.
The Prime Minister was making her contribution to the 2015 budget debate in Gordon House on Tuesday. The Education Ministry is advising members of the public that this year's sitting of the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT, scheduled for Thursday, March 26 and Friday, March 27, will commence at 9:30 a.m. rather than the customary 9 o'clock. The decision to shift the usual start time of the exam from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. is to facilitate schools directly impacted by smog emanating from the fire at the Riverton City Disposal site. The ministry says it has been reliably informed that the smoke nuisance appears early in the morning and fades by 9 a.m. All presiding examiners are advised to begin at the approved time in order to protect the integrity of the exam. And a top Canadian information technology executive has been appointed to serve as Chief Information Officer CIO for the government. Dr. Louis Shalal, who has operated as CIO in a number of enterprises in Canada, will take up the position by mid-April. Dr. Shalal will work closely with the government to promote secure, integrated e-services as part of efforts to streamline information and communications technology ICT activities and processes across ministries, departments, and agencies.
This has been a tremendous effort on our part to try to see how we can get government to fully utilize ICTs to make it much more effective, much more efficient, to bring our people closer to our government. It has always been our wish for us to provide services far more efficiently. We want to ensure that all areas of our government are fully adept and are fully utilizing ICT.
Technology Minister Philip Powell. He was addressing members of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica PSOJ Tuesday during a breakfast meeting at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.